Welcome to Locus Focus. I'm Barbara Bernstein, your host for this weekly conversation about our place on the planet. Last month, I recorded a public hearing in Tacoma, where the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency took public comments on Puget Sound Energy's proposed hybrid LNG fuel hub and storage facility at the Port of Tacoma. This week, there'll be a similar public hearing in Longview, Washington, for the world's largest methanol refinery proposed for the Port of Calama. As in Tacoma last month, climate activists, scientists, healthcare professionals, educators, and youth are organizing their communities to submit written comments and give public testimony, expressing their concerns about why this refinery should not be built. So it seemed to me a good time to play excerpts from last month's hearing in Tacoma to give a sense of how to testify at the hearing in Longview this week. We're going to start with a short piece about Tacoma LNG that I produced from Making Contact in October. We'll hear from Nanette Reed, Steve Storm, and Claudia Riedner with Redefine Tacoma, Lou Paulson and Claire Petrich with the Port of Tacoma, Tarika Powell with Sightline Institute, writer and anti-fracking activist Sandra Steingraber, and Todd Hay with Advocates for a Cleaner Tacoma.
The Puyallup tribe has done maps of the community to show the 1 and 2 and 3 mile blast zones from the facility. And I'm in that. My home is in that. And all of my friends and family in the Salish Sea are in that blast zone.
I sure know that if this plant's built, I will sell my house and move. I don't want to.
What do we want?
Clean energy.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Clean energy.
When do we want it?
A 14-story storage tank is being built at the Port of Tacoma, Washington, by a private utility called Puget Sound Energy. It will hold 8 million gallons of liquid natural gas, or LNG. Proponents of the LNG facility, including elected officials, some environmental groups, and the Port of Tacoma, believe that LNG is a cleaner option than other fossil fuels.
I'm not a fan of fracking. Fracking is going on. We're in an industry that is trying to move away from fossil fuels. There is no immediate solution. Shouldn't we put the best available fuel and deploy that until we come up with something better?
If you look at the reality of LNG, even though it's also a fossil fuel, but it is a cleaner one, that's one of the steps in the direction of moving away from fossil fuels.
Environmental activists who oppose this project point to numerous safety and climate concerns, including that much of the gas stored inside the tank would come from fracking.
We had been asking the city and the port and Puget Sound Energy many times just exactly where the gas was coming from. We know it's piped in via pipelines, but what we've learned just recently is that all the gas for this LNG refinery would come straight from BC.
50% of the natural gas produced in Canada is fracked. That number is expected to go up to 80% within 10 years. At least half the gas we receive is fracked, most likely more.
Where does the gas go after it comes out of the ground? Well, there is a massive amount of infrastructure involved to take that oil and gas from the point of its extraction to wherever the burner tip is. And that takes the form of pipelines and compressor stations and hundreds of underground and above ground gas and oil storage facilities. And here in the Northwest, LNG facilities. Methane leaks at every step of this process. From the moment the drill bit goes into the ground and contacts the shale, methane is pouring out of the hole. Methane is being loaded into the atmosphere, 86 times more powerful than carbon dioxide at being able to trap heat in our atmosphere.
When you have a proposal for a fossil fuel facility, the proposals have to undergo what we call an environmental analysis that produces a document called an environmental impact statement, or an EIS, that is then used by many different local and state level organizations to issue permits to the facility. An EIS has to be done thoroughly and well, because every permit that is issued for the facility is going to be based on that document. When it's not done well, as was the case in Tacoma, then the permits are based on false information or misrepresentations or inaccuracies. And so that documentation needs to be thorough and accurate in order to protect people.
The Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, which is responsible for issuing an air operating permit, determined that the final environmental impact statement was insufficient in terms of its greenhouse gas analysis. So it didn't include all those emissions that would happen upstream from the plant or downstream from the plant itself.
The air agency will make Puget Sound Energy account for all the fugitive emissions at the well, beginning with fracking all the way through the refining process and all of the actual burning of it.
There will be certainly a public hearing. There'll be public comments. They could kind of go one of two routes. They could just require that some sort of mitigation for the greenhouse gases that are emitted. Another one is that they could actually potentially shut down the plant as well if there was really no way to mitigate it. It's kind of our belief that there's probably just too much political pressure to actually shut down the plant.
On October 8th, the draft Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement was released. It concluded that using LNG produced by the plant would result in an overall decrease in emissions compared with not building the plant. But climate activists and opponents of the LNG facility in Tacoma point to many flaws or bad suppositions in this document and hope that their comments at the upcoming public hearing on October 30th can have a bearing on the Clean Energy Agency's review of the draft statement. The morning of the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency hearing, I spoke with Claudia Riedner and Todd Hay about their responses to Puget Sound Energy's draft Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement for Tacoma LNG and their expectations for the hearing that afternoon.
Today is the day of the public hearing with the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, where they're going to take our comments on the greenhouse gas emissions life cycle analysis Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement.
We were very much looking forward to this supplemental study to see actual data on greenhouse gas emissions from this facility that's basically processing methane. Now, unfortunately, as we got the study and we put our heads together to look it over, we realized that this study was pretty much geared towards making this Puget Sound Energy LNG look as if it was actually good for climate.
The SEIS purports that if they put the LNG plant in place, that we'll actually have reduced greenhouse gas emissions than what they call the no action alternative, the current status quo. Well, we have been doing a pretty detailed, in-depth analysis over the past 3 to 4 weeks. I have been looking at it, and a number of other local scientists, we've been kind of banded together as a coalition and been really reviewing the details of the document. And on a number of fronts, there are just inaccuracies in the report. They're using older scientific data. They're missing a bunch of information in the report. If you actually do kind of a full, complete, comprehensive, and thorough life cycle analysis, which we did with their current model, and we modified their numbers to represent the correct, accurate information, it actually demonstrates that the plant will be dirtier than the no action alternative.
In several instances, we found that there's no data at all, and the SEIS just says data not available yet, either because Puget Sound Energy did not provide the data or the data simply had never been analyzed.
If you look at the global warming potential numbers for methane, the challenge is when methane leaks into the atmosphere, it is a lot more potent than carbon dioxide. They're using much older United Nations numbers from 2007. There was a more recent 2013 report, and also even a more recent subsequent report in 2016, that show that the 100-year global warming potential, so that's basically the methane potency average over a 100-year lifespan, that number is actually significantly larger than the number that they're using for 2007. The second issue is that they're actually using a 100-year number as opposed to a 20-year number. We find it exceedingly ironic that the same day that the SEIS was released, the United Nations released their latest climate report that we need to change our energy fuel source mix in the next 12 years, or we're going to face dire environmental consequences by 2040. You know, this project would be built and operational during that time frame. So we actually argue that they should not be using a 100-year average number, they should be using the 20-year methane global warming potential numbers. I was very surprised by just the number of kind of fallacies, typos, misinformation that was represented in the document. I think we're looking to the Clean Air Agency to provide a sound piece of scientific evidence that, hey, this is either better or worse for the environment than the no action alternative.
So today what we're looking forward to is for people to show up and for people to testify as a community, stand up and say that this is our city, that this is the air we're breathing, that these are the roads and the waters we travel on, and that we as a community deserve at very least the right to be involved in the process, to have our voices not only heard, but also taken into consideration. And up to this point, none of the community voices have been taken into consideration. I think it's also important that people testify and let the community know that this facility is built on Puyallup Tribal Estuary, that this is Medicine Creek Treaty protected fishing and gathering grounds. And it's only time that the city of Tacoma not only acknowledges those treaties, but they actually honor the treaty like they honor other laws.
And now we're going to hear excerpts from the rally that was held outside the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency hearing for Puget Sound Energy's draft supplemental environmental impact statement for Tacoma LNG.
Puget Sound Energy is trying to build an 8 million gallon ticking time bomb on the tide flats. This massive refinery and storage tank will hold what is called LNG, or liquefied natural gas, the same gas responsible for the recent explosion up in BC. Where will you be when an accident at the plant or an earthquake causes the tank to rupture? Will your children be in one of over 40 schools and daycares within the 3-mile danger zone? Will any of your family members be among the first responders that might die in a subsequent vapor cloud or subsequent blast? Not only does this project directly endanger our bodies, our homes, and our businesses by building something this dangerous so close to a major city, it will be causing daily damage to our health. This facility will be emitting toxins into the air 24 hours a day. Some of the toxins include benzene, toluene, and xylene, which have been known to cause cancer, asthma, birth defects, and nervous system disorders. The port is already so polluted, yet project after project is approved without even doing a cumulative air study. Our relatives up in BC that live near the fracking sites will also suffer lethal health consequences. For-profit corporations like PSE should not be allowed to poison our bodies in order to make more money for shareholders or prop up their cronies in the fossil fuel industry. We are living in a time where it has become absolutely criminal to expand or build new fossil fuel infrastructure. Around the world, people are already dying from drought, famine, and extreme temperatures, from the increasingly strong storms and out-of-control wildfires. We know that when looked at over a 20-year period, methane is over 80 times more potent at warming the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. What the fossil fuel industry taught us to call natural gas is in reality methane gas. Although it is cleaner than some other fuels at point of burning, when you account for all the methane that leaks during extraction, transport, and storage, natural gas is potentially worse for the climate than coal. Most natural gas now comes from fracking, a drilling process that not only causes larger quantities of methane to escape, but also leaves millions of gallons of fresh water forever poisoned. Our children need us to say no to projects that threaten their future. Please continue to submit written comments through November 21st. If you've already submitted a comment, you can continue to submit more. This agency needs to know how much we care and don't want this kind of toxic facility here or harming the people where this gas would come from.
You're listening to Locus Focus here on KBOO Community Radio in Portland and KBFG LPFM in Seattle. And now we're going to hear excerpts from the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency hearing for Puget Sound Energy's draft supplemental environmental impact statement for Tacoma LNG.
I'm Carol Sensi, the compliance manager with Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. This is Steve Anslake, the compliance director for the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, and we're here today for a public hearing specifically just regarding the Puget Sound Energy Liquefied Natural Gas Facility Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement, or SEIS.
I am Bruce Kendall, president and CEO of the Economic Development Board for Tacoma Pierce County. We're in the business of helping companies create and retain family wage jobs for our citizens. Some of our clients are homegrown, and others come from regions around the globe. In every case, they, like us, embrace a greener, more productive energy future that supports good jobs. That's why I'm here today to express my support for Puget Sound Energy's liquefied natural gas facility. Replacing transportation diesel fuel with clean-burning LNG has strong environmental benefits, as shown in the Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement published by the agency on October 8th. We now urge the agency to issue the necessary permits for the project to proceed. As you know from your research, switching from diesel to LNG reduces greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 15%, sulfur dioxide emissions by over 99%, and nitrogen oxide emissions by nearly 85%. Eliminating visible particulate matter produced by ships by more than 85%. It is these particulate emissions that are extremely harmful to the lung health of anyone breathing them in. This is no esoteric matter. Every child and adult in the region, including everyone in this room, and particularly those who live or work near industrial areas, will be granted a healthier environment when LNG replaces diesel. We are so fortunate to have companies like Puget Sound Energy stepping up to make these investments on our behalf. It's also important to note that LNG-powered ships will substantially exceed the North American emission control area requirements established by the International Marine Organization. In addition to helping with the environment, there are some economic benefits that are substantial. The project will create at least 250 construction jobs and over 300 indirect jobs due to the construction. And after the construction, another 125 permanent jobs. The study is clear. It's time for the permits to move forward. It's good for the environment, it's good for human health, and it's good for jobs.
Huxley Hale, good day. My name is Annette Bryan, and I'm here from the Puyallup Tribal Council. The City of Tacoma and Puget Sound Clean Air Agency have failed to consult with the Puyallup Tribe. They have allowed PSE to construct the liquefied natural gas plant without the proper permits. Consultation with the Puyallup Tribe means you don't build unless you consult and come to an agreement with the tribe. Consultation is required by federal law to properly carry out the federal trust responsibility intended to secure our treaty-protected land and resources. Thus, the failure to properly consult with the tribe is a violation of federal law. These offenses are compounded by the fact we're now reviewing a draft SEIS that completely fails to examine the true impacts on our tribal members, homelands, treaty-protected land and water, and all the surrounding communities. This current science on LNG is not reflected in this study. We understand that many elected officials were misled into believing LNG is a transitional fuel and a cleaner for the environment, but we all know better now. Rejecting this study and this project is more likely to preserve our environment and keep our families safe. You talk about jobs. The Puyallup Tribe of Indian employs over 3,200 jobs, full-time employment, plus hundreds and hundreds of economic development jobs. This is why the region's most respected environmental champions have chosen to stand against this project and this study, and instead stand with the Puyallup Nation. The Puget Sound Clean Air Study is nothing more than a false promise to the Puyallup Tribe of Indians and the citizens of Tacoma. It must be rejected, and at a minimum, redone.
My name is Lou Paulson. I'm the Director of Strategic Operations Projects and Risk Management with the Port of Tacoma. And I'm here to speak on behalf of the commissioners of the Port of Tacoma. The Port is pleased. The SEIS confirms what we have long believed, that LNG, while not a perfect solution, is a step in the right direction as the maritime shipping industry improves its impact on the environment. One day, renewable technology may be able to replace fossil fuels in the shipping industry. But that day is not now and won't be for many years. In the meantime, LNG is a better choice, as evidenced by the SEIS. The maritime industry is investing heavily in LNG as a better alternative to the heavy fuel currently used in ships. Most new large ships are being built with dual fuel ability and will be able to use LNG. This facility will be a critical piece of our port infrastructure. And local investments in LNG means that in the future, cleaner ships will call our port and the use of LNG will improve the local air quality. It will mean cleaner air for the men and women working in the tide flats and in the local community. Puget Sound Clean Air Agencies use the correct approach to modeling emissions. The analysis is consistent with the Kyoto Protocol, the Paris Climate Agreement, US EPA, Washington State Department of Ecology, and zone policies. To deviate from this approach would be inconsistent with federal and state standards. The Port of Tacoma requests that Puget Sound Clean Air Agency make the draft SEIS final and allow this project to move forward.
My name is Bradley Thompson. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also a volunteer with 350 Tacoma. I agree with many other speakers tonight that this draft SEIS is inaccurate and incomplete, and so it feels impossible to comment on a flawed analysis that does not account for the full climate impacts of fracked gas. I'm asking you to go back to the drawing board in order to more thoroughly complete the report, publish a revised draft, and then hold another public comment period. Mostly tonight, I'd like to note that your draft SEIS was released on October 8th, the same day that the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released its urgent wake-up call. This report, prepared by the world's leading climate scientists, says that we must cap the rising global temperature to just 1.5 degrees, and this must happen much faster than previously recognized, and doing that will require, quote, rapid, far-reaching, and unprecedented changes in all aspects of society, end quote. In order to achieve that, global emissions of carbon dioxide have to reach net zero by 2050. As you're probably aware, that's going to be almost impossibly difficult to achieve, and yet our planet's livability depends on that. What does that mean? It means that we've got to stop building new 50-year fossil fuel infrastructure starting like 20 years ago. It means that an environmental impact statement shouldn't compare new fracked fossil gas infrastructure to a no-action alternative, but rather to a do something different, please, alternative. It means that we can't be locking ourselves into increased dependence on fossil fuels, but rather should be investing in real green alternatives that, contrary to what other people have said, currently exist, even in the maritime sector. It means that agencies like yours can no longer do business as usual if we want to have a real shot at keeping this planet habitable for future generations. It means that people who have power to deny permits and stop new fossil fuel infrastructure from being built, such as yourselves, need to take bold, brave action. My ask is that you incorporate the recommendations of the IPCC report into this SEIS to make transparent the consequences of the decision that you make.
Something that hasn't been mentioned here is that not only is the scientific data you've been using incorrect, but this is also an environmental justice and tribal nations issue. And it is kind of interesting that the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency, in its advisory council, the two seats that are vacant are exactly those two, the environmental justice seat and the tribal nations seat, in the advisory council for your agency. That to me is quite concerning, because this is obviously, you know, from an environmental justice issue, not just the impacted communities in Tacoma with the air quality. You know, I've heard directly from First Nations up in BC, where supposedly some of this frack gas is going to come from, how those First Nations are being directly impacted with their air and water quality and lack of ability to carry their traditional lifestyles. And I'm not sure if you're taking into account all the increase in truck traffic in the fracking areas, which also, you know, adds a lot of air quality issues. So please deny this permit, and before doing that, you know, do a proper SEIS evaluation.
My native name is Sash Lakai. I'm Dene, I'm Apache, and I'm Northern European. Water is what this LNG facility sits on. It's an estuary. The Sarco smelter dump is what created the land there. That's a highly explosive facility built on top of water, on top of a toxic waste dump. Nobody has the deed to that land because it's not land. It's a Sarco smelter dump on top of water and pollution.
Besides this land being on stolen land from our beautiful Puyallup tribe, this land is subject to dangerous shaking in terms of earthquakes. We are due to a large earthquake that could happen in this area at any time. And I hope that you are considering that in your illegal build of the project, that someday this might just shake apart and you might not have anything left of it. There are good working jobs, good blue-collar jobs. But nowhere does it mean that if you are blue-collar, you have to put up with detrimental environment. You don't have to kill yourself to make a few bucks while other people really dress nice, fly around, and spend more money on dinner than you make in a year. We want a bridge to a cleaner future, but this isn't it.
Hi, my name is Dr. Heather Price. I'm an atmospheric chemist and a climate scientist from Seattle, Washington. I have my PhD from the University of Washington, and I was a climate scientist with a group at Harvard. I specialized in looking at methane. I looked at the impact of methane as a global warming gas. The impact statement that was put together is looking at global warming potential for methane that is looking at a 100-year average, which really minimizes the impact of methane as a greenhouse gas. Really, it should be looking at the 20-year. And also, it's looking at 2007 rather than the most up-to-date 2016 numbers. Really should be using it the 2016 and really should be using the 20-year average, because this is an issue. According to the IPCC latest report, October 8th of 2018, we need to be dealing with this issue within the next 12 years. We should also be looking at the leakage rates. The leakage rates, if you have methane leaking at anywhere between 2 and 3%, it is as bad as coal for its global warming potential. Right now, they're using numbers coming out of BC of 0.4. That is ridiculous. Everything that I've seen and all of the emissions data that I have used has been anywhere from a 3% is about the average, but it runs from about 1.9% leakage rate up to as high as 17% leakage rate. Their leakage rates are not reasonable.
My name is Dr. Lisa Johnson. I'm a family physician and a long-term physician for social responsibility member. First, I thank you for your decision to assess the life cycle greenhouse gas emissions for this Tacoma LNG project. We at PSR support the position of the Puyallup tribe in encouraging a supplemental EIS with more complete and more accurate information. We're also concerned about methane leaks from fracking in British Columbia. Recent studies have shown that wells and pipelines in BC may leak as much as 6 times more than has been previously reported, and that is also not included in the EIS. As health professionals, we're also concerned about an increase in frack gas demand, which could worsen the health of our Canadian neighbors. That is, effects of air pollution that exacerbate asthma, heart disease, chronic pulmonary disease, and premature births.
My name is Alex Hofling. I live in Gig Harbor with my family. I'm also a TOTE employee. I'd like to start with a statement we can all agree on. Environmentally, we need to do better. Status quo is no longer acceptable, and I think everybody in this room has illustrated that. As a matter of fact, the Obama-led EPA created a mandate to make such improvements. This mandate were for shipping companies such as TOTE, operating within 200 miles of the United States, to make great improvements to improve local air quality. TOTE made the decisions and the investment to make the greatest improvement by removing most of all sulfur from our fuel. Comparing this choice against the status quo, TOTE burns diesel to power our ships today. The reality is this: we either stay with the status quo, diesel, or we can advance to something better. There is no false third choice. In this case, our something better is a fuel source that provides better local air quality and, according to the SEIS, reduced greenhouse gases based on science, not on words. This is getting better in increments. Or the choice is, do we stay with the status quo? These are the two choices. There is no third choice. If TOTE cannot get access to this fuel, we in essence accept the status quo. That's the reality. That's worse air quality in Tacoma. It's also worse air quality in Puget Sound and Alaska. It's also, according to the SEIS, increased greenhouse gases. We need to do better, and we can do better. If we don't accept the environmentally improving technologies, we are accepting status quo.
I'm a Tacoma resident, a member of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, and I have worked in the Port of Tacoma for 33 years, the port that sits on the Puyallup Estuary and the ancestral homelands of the Puyallup tribe. I value good working class union jobs as well as a healthy ecosystem in which to raise a healthy family. I believe these two are possible together when great care is taken to keep the next generations to come in the forefront of all decisions. I am extremely concerned about the narrow focus of the exclusive no-action alternative versus the proposed action analysis. There are other alternatives that are viable and necessary if we are going to turn around the destruction and heating up of our planet. The TOTE ships plug into shore power when docked in Tacoma, the only ones that do, eliminating the need to run their diesel engines for power. Yet, the loading of the TOTE vessels and all the ships coming to the port are done with diesel-powered terminal semis and other diesel equipment. The port of the city of Tacoma along with the Pierce County and the state of Washington, could be investing in shore power plug-in capability for all the terminals and electric equipment and their charging stations powered with solar and or wind. Considering the recent IPCC report stating urgent and unprecedented changes are needed, we must step up bravely with radical and fast change now. You say in your draft SEIS that the climate change impacts would occur under both alternatives. Well, the low margin of benefit that you claim of the proposed action compared to the no action is not good enough. We don't have the time to waste. We don't have the time to be building any new fossil fuel infrastructure at all.
My name is Jamie Margolin. I'm 16 years old. I'm a junior in high school, and I am taking time out of school and homework, not because I am paid to do so or because I have to be here, but because my life depends on it. Because my entire generation and all future generations depend on me stopping you from making a huge reckless mistake. The building of the liquid natural gas plant needs to stop immediately because it is criminal to my generation. The first step to getting out of a hole is to stop digging. And in terms of climate, it means to stop digging for fossil fuels. Stop burning fossil fuels, whether it be coal, oil, or this disgusting earth-warming frack gas that people are claiming to be clean, even though it's the same old pollution. Every day I am afraid. As a young person growing up in this world wrecked by climate change, it's hard for me to plan my future without worrying whether the earth is still going to be livable by the time I'm older. So please, listen to the cries of your children and halt LNG construction now.
You're listening to Locus Focus here on KBOO Community Radio in Portland and KBFG LPFM in Seattle. And we're listening to excerpts from the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency hearing for Puget Sound Energy's draft supplemental environmental impact statement for Tacoma LNG.
My name is Jan Zuckerman. I'm a retired teacher and a youth mentor. This coral that I hold before you cannot speak, nor can it compete with the fossil fuel industry. Its fate and the fate of one quarter of all the ocean fish species who depend on the coral is in your hands. And what about the animals that depend on these fish species? What about the children who are yet to be born? Are we okay with telling them that we are willing to face disaster the likes of which humanity has never seen so that Puget Sound Energy can make money? I implore your agency to say no.
I'm Zoe Sherman and I'm 12 years old. I'm a member of Plant the Planet, a youth-led organization trying to plant a trillion trees all around the world to mitigate climate change. And I'm also part of Zero Hour, another youth-led organization addressing social justice and climate issues. We know that fracked gas produces less carbon emissions than coal when burned, but the problem is the extraction, the transmission, the processing, storage, and distribution of fracked gas, plus the burning of it, add it all up, leaks large amounts of CO2, methane, ammonia, arsenic, cadmium, hydrogen sulfide, and sulfur dioxide. When accounting for methane leaks, fracked gas has climate impacts that definitely rival those of coal. This is the opposite of the direction that we need to be going in. These chemicals, when released into the air, are horrible for human health, causing an inflaming asthma, contributing to heart disease and stroke, and significantly decreasing life expectancy. Another thing is that the draft SEIS uses an outdated methane global warming potential value. Experts who study climate change as their jobs have these updated numbers and it makes no sense not to use them. They are the only numbers relevant today, and they are the only ones that matter for my life, for my generation, and for my time. The old methane numbers are only useful for accommodating the interests of investors in this project. If you are going to act in an accountable way to me and every child in this region, you have to answer truthfully whether this is going to contribute to sea level rise, whether this is going to heavily contribute to more pollution in our atmosphere, and whether you are going to let this happen when all of us know the answer to all of these questions. Me and my generation are relying on the adults in our world to make the right choices, and so far this has generally not happened. We need you to stand with us this time.
I am Lester Pogue. I live in the hilltop. I breathe this toxicity every day of my life. I hope that PSCAA will reconsider their studies and emphasize our health. I was disappointed in reading this draft SEIS and hope that you all come up on this. The people of Tacoma, especially the folks in Hilltop, the Puyallup tribe, need you to come through for us. Do the right thing. This is financing the system of white supremacy, which is destroying this nation. Stop it. You see the representation from folks that work down at the port? There are no people of color that have come up here and spoke about the job creation and who's getting those jobs. Let's talk about that. Do what's right. You have the science.
My name is Mike O'Brien. I'm a Seattle City Council member, but I'm here as a board member of the Sierra Club. Earlier this month, the United Nations International Climate Conference released their latest report, and it comes as no surprise that what they said was catastrophic climate change is coming much faster than we thought. They gave us a little over 10 years to radically redefine our economy. Now, the good news was that they told us it is no longer a challenge of physics or chemistry. We figured that part out. We have the technology to change course. But the big question mark they left for us is, do we have the political will to make those changes?
Chiokden sinas na chalets na tlusenich. I am Chiokden, come from house leader, spiritual, intellectual, chieftain, family, Wushotlip and West Saanich. And we're here to let you know that this place where you live, where your children live, has been loved and cared for in a way that is almost incomprehensible by people who have not been here that long. We've been here, by current science, 16,000 years, and made sacred promises to every living being. So when you decide that you're gonna build a monstrosity that is gonna end the wellness for the Kokolomichin, the orcas, the Shchena, the salmon, the Stalika, the human children, it's gonna end their future and a possibility of a good future, because our poles are melting. 600 fires in British Columbia. We breathe smoke here in Seattle for weeks, equal to smoking 7 cigarettes a day. And that's if you're standing still. If you're a child running, how many cigarettes is that? We cannot afford this kind of foolishness any longer. It's an impossibility, because in the 160 years that colonialism has had rule here, it has brought death to most life, and that's the truth. If you want to know where you have come from, you have to look back and take a look at it, and then you'll know where you're going. Because in those 164 years, it has been annihilation for the ancient forests, the natural animals, and indigenous people at 95% annihilation rate. And if you do not know where you have come from, you will not know where you're going. That's our proverb. So you need to know that what you're doing right now, if you sign off on this deal, you're signing off on the death of the future, your children. With incorrect science, a 100-year model, it's a lie. We need to have the truth here. The children deserve the truth, current science. Take a look at what's going on with the climate. It's collapsing right now in front of our eyes. In absolute terms, we need to end this madness right now for the sake of all of our children. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at their future or no future. And you need to open your eyes. I pray for you to open your eyes and make the right decision, because our elders allowed us to learn what is the right thing for the future generation in this monstrosity. Puget Sound Energy's bomb is not the right future for the children or any child, plant, animal, or human living on Mother Earth. So please deny the permit. Please use current science. We're begging of you for everyone's children, including yours. All I can do is pray for you.
My name is Russ Higley, and with my wife and two children, I live in Tacoma and work in the Puget Sound region.
I am a marine biologist and teach in the sciences at several local colleges, including the nearby University of Washington, Tacoma. In fact, the students in my science and sustainability class are here today listening and being part of our future. According to Puget Sound Clean Air Agency's own strategic plan, 2014 to 2020, your agency has two goals, and I quote, protect public health and the environment from air pollution and become the most climate-friendly region in the United States. Within that document, you discuss targeting, quote, high-impacted communities where pollution levels pose the greatest risk, end quote, and, quote, socioeconomic disparities in air pollution, end quote. Tacoma and its aroma have been the butt of jokes in this region in terms of air quality and pollution for half a century due to a legacy of pollution that still lingers and still significantly impacts the citizens that live in the region surrounding the Port of Tacoma. Although the pollution directly coming out of a tailpipe will significantly decrease when switching from bunker fuel and diesel, this ignores the real cost due to the others paying the upstream and downstream environmental costs of natural gas and results in a net loss. You must account for the full life cycle of natural gas. If we are concerned about air quality in Tacoma, Tote Shipping has already answered with their ability to turn off the ships and plug into shore power. If Puget Sound Clean Air Agency is to reach its second goal of, quote, becoming the most climate-friendly region in the United States, end quote, it must not be at the cost of damaging other locations. To adequately measure this, the SEIS must include the most current research on natural gas, especially including fugitive emissions and the most recent numbers that show natural gas is likely equivalent to coal in global warming potential. Whether referring to natural gas or liquid natural gas, neither are the answer. Tacoma is not the pig, and it doesn't need any more lipstick.
My name is Mark Martinez. I live in Tacoma's fabulous east side. I'm here tonight representing the Pierce County Building and Construction Trades Council. The council consists of 16 craft unions and about 6,000 skilled union workers that make Tacoma and Pierce County their home. The council urges the Puget Sound Clean Energy Agency to adopt the draft SEIS as written and issue the necessary permits to put 400 of our members to work. LNG powers our economy and heats our homes, heats our schools, heats our businesses, and heats the entertainment venues that we all enjoy. Replacing diesel with LNG on this project is set to reduce or will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 13.5% and sulfur emissions by 85%. Your own draft SEIS states, when evaluating direct, upstream, and end-use greenhouse gas emissions, replacing a diesel propulsion engine with a pure LNG propulsion engine results in reduced life cycle greenhouse gas emissions. So what's the alternative? You get to burn more diesel. On behalf of our 6,000 members and our 16 craft unions, we ask the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency to adopt the draft SEIS as written and issue the air permits to put people to work. One more thing, I hope everybody has a safe drive home.
Hi, my name is Valerie Pifon. I am a resident of Tacoma and a volunteer with the grassroots environmental group Redefine Tacoma. I support and agree with the Puyallup tribe in opposing the Tacoma LNG project, and I believe the draft SEIS is inadequate and obviously flawed. Liquefied natural gas is natural gas, is fracked gas, is methane gas. Let's call it what it is. Anyone saying this fossil fuel is the future is dead wrong. PSE has a 25 to 50 year lease, yet Puget Sound Clean Air Agency is evaluating the greenhouse gas emissions over a 100 year cycle. This dilutes the true impact the methane gas will have in accelerating climate change. I urge you to reissue a new document using the 20-year values. Let's use the actual science available. Methane is at least 86 times more potent than carbon in its first 20 years in the atmosphere. We are at a tipping point, and I am deeply concerned about the future livability of the planet. Please give me hope. No permits for LNG. Not now, not ever. Tonight, you have heard from tribal members, clergy members, scientists, professors, and doctors all opposed to the LNG project. Only labor reps and paid industry talking heads have supported it. When you know better, you do better. I have two words for the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. Do better.
You're listening to Locus Focus here on KBOO Community Radio in Portland and KBFG LPFM in Seattle. And we're listening to excerpts from the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency hearing for Puget Sound Energy's draft supplemental environmental impact statement for Tacoma LNG.
My name is Tara Doyle Lenneking. I'm a longtime Salmon Beach resident and a business owner. After 17 years doing business in Tacoma, I have been simultaneously pleased and disappointed in the actions of some local leaders and community organizations when it comes to the construction of an LNG facility at the Port of Tacoma. The recently released draft SEIS confirmed my expectation that the use of LNG for the maritime sector would result in better air quality for those of us who live and work around here. Also expected, but still frustrating, is the refusal of local activists to embrace scientific study, not just the studies they like and acknowledge that while they may not yet have their preferred answer to transportation fuels on the scale required for today's global economy, there is a step in the right direction that has real, meaningful benefits, and here in Tacoma, the rest of us would like to get it started. I'm a professional and a responsible member of this community. It is disheartening to be assumed to be anti-environment because I support the construction of the LNG facility. Frankly, it isn't right that a small minority of people can outshout a reasonable majority who are also concerned about clean air, safe water, and preserving habitat, but also recognize that in the spirit of making progress, you cannot sacrifice the good for the sake of the perfect. If all of our cars ran on garbage and ships could operate on solar batteries starting tomorrow, that would be wonderful, but it isn't reality. Furthermore, I am frustrated by the fantasy that everyone will ultimately be satisfied without controversy. If we just continue to delay construction and conduct more studies, the reality is every day we spend talking about this instead of moving forward is another day we could have reduced emissions and didn't. For this project, delay equals reduced air quality. Will activists ever acknowledge that their challenges increase harmful emissions by impeding progress? No, they only take credit for stopping something, offering no equal, realistic alternative in its place. We are told repeatedly that the clock is ticking on environmental health and safety, and yet it's so-called environmentalists who have barred the door toward making a step in the right direction. I hope that the decision makers on this project recognize that no matter what they say, it is green activists who are upholding decreased air quality in our city, not science. As a community, we either support the engineers, scientists, and biologists who evaluate projects and move forward based on their findings, or we allow ourselves to spiral based on conspiracy theories and non-science-based gossip.
My name is William Capinci, and I'm a Tacoma resident, a parent, and a professor of English at the University of Puget Sound. I'm here because I stand with the Puyallup Nation in opposing the LNG refinery. I stand with those communities in Canada and the U.S. where their water would be threatened by the fracked gas PSE wants to pipe to Tacoma. And I stand with the men and women at the Northwest Detention Center who would be breathing in the pollution from this fossil fuel refinery with no way to escape. I've heard a number of the people who are speaking in favor of the LNG plant say something like, I stand for science. And I stand for science too, and I think it's important for us to understand what exactly is in that report. Now, the fact that the science that was used in that report was questioned by the actual scientists who were here lets me know that there may be a problem with that. There's also a disclosure of financial interest, and there's also a sense that there's a progressive increase in knowledge. A study from 2016 is going to, on the whole, if it's gone through that peer review process, be more reliable, it would be more closer to producing truthful information than one that is from 2007. And you have to think about what scientific studies are most relevant. And even more generally, how is the data being used? Where is that data coming from? Because I know that self-reported data is notoriously unreliable. Self-reported data is even less reliable when the entity reporting the data has a financial interest in that data. So if you're the people who are up there, running a fracking well, and you're like, yeah, look how low low our numbers are. It's like, gee, I'd be surprised if they weren't. I support science, and I support the responsible interpretation of science, and I do not see the responsible interpretation of science in that SEIS. I ask you to reject it. Thank you very much.
A few weeks after the hearing, I met with several Tacoma activists to talk about their responses to the hearing and the road ahead. We'll hear from Bradley Thompson with 350 Tacoma and Claudia Riedner with Redefined Tacoma.
LNG, it's a complex argument. There's many different reasons to be in opposition. It was really great to hear this kind of very complex, multifaceted number of comments from people who had really done their research and who came very prepared to speak. This movement is growing, and it's growing outside of Tacoma, and people outside of the area are now aware of the issues happening in Tacoma, and it's representative of a much larger movement. And so that's what I saw in person was, we used to be marginalized. We're kind of the loud noisemakers who come and we're seen as troublemakers or complainers. But in this case, you had physicians, you had nurses, you had scientists, you had teachers, you had young people, you had old people, you had a multitude of different types of people coming to testify, and they were all speaking from that same place of opposition that we've been there for a long time, we know these arguments from heart, but it was great that we didn't have to feed this to anybody. They came prepared and they spoke from their hearts.
Absolutely nobody who speaks against these damaging facilities is paid to be there. And then you compare it to the industry interests, and they all are paid to be there. So they have a different kind of approach. They're told by their boss to show up. They're handed a form letter. Many had the very same statements to make. And so they don't have the passion and the engagement, and frankly, they don't even know all that much about what they're actually supporting. And so I find it just so beautiful how our entire community, all the way from Portland all the way up to Bellingham, I understand, how they have taken their own time and deeply looked into these issues that are not really fun to look at. I mean, who wants to stick their head in their toxins all day long? But they're doing it because it's so important. And that's really encouraging that so many more people now have a really solid and deep understanding about frack gas and its damages.
Today, we've been listening to testimony given at the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency public hearing on Tacoma LNG on October 30th. On December 13th, a hearing will be held in Longview to take testimony on the draft supplemental environmental impact statement for the world's largest methanol refinery proposed for the Port of Kalama, just 38 miles north of Portland. The hearing will be held at the Cowlitz County Events Center, 1900 7th Avenue in Longview, Washington. The hearing runs from 6 to 9 p.m., and there will be a rally at 5 outside the event center. You've been listening to Locus Focus here on KBOO Community Radio in Portland and KBFG LPFM in Seattle. If you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear what you missed, or you want your friends or family to hear this show, you can listen to it online or download the audio later this afternoon on our website, kboo.fm/locus-focus. Next week, we'll get an update on Hanford from Dan Sears with Columbia Riverkeeper. My engineer is Patsy Kohlberg. I'm Barbara Bernstein. We're going to go out with some music by Anna Fritz. Thanks for listening.
Coal, oil, gas, none of these shall pass. Leave it in the ground, turn the ships around. Coal, oil, gas, none of these shall pass. Leave it in the ground, turn the ships around. Keep it going. Cascadia is a place of great power. We stand at the mouth of the river, rooted to the land and its people. We turn the ships around. Cascadia is a place of great power. We stand at the mouth of the river, rooted to the land and its people. We turn the ships around. Coal, oil, gas, none of these shall pass. Leave it in the ground, turn the ships around. We are a people. We are a people awakening. We are a people reclaiming. We are a people demanding turn the ships around. We are a people awakening. We are a people reclaiming. We are a people demanding turn the ships around. Coal, oil, gas, none of these shall pass. Leave it in the ground and turn the ships around.